Well, I just want to say congratulations to Reed Martin, the 2025 Sydney Berger Award winner from the Shakespeare Theatre Association Conference.
Well, Austin, I would like to say congratulations to the 2025 STA Sydney Berger Award winner, you.
Yeah, here's to us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 945, Sydney Berger Award.
For some reason,
which we do not understand,
despite popular demand, the Shakespeare Theatre Association in this year of our Lord 2025 awarded their Sydney and Sandra Berger Award for excellence in the promotion of the works of William Shakespeare to Reed Martin and Austin Titchener. Me and Reed of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, and as you said, as we went up to get the award, we demand a recount. There yeah. must be some kind of mistake. And I said, shh, don't give them a chance to pull it back. I got to say, you said America. It's international. The Shakespeare Theatre Association is all over the world. So it's we had gotten wind of this a few weeks ago, and we really were stunned. It's like, really? Because there's so many great Shakespeare theaters around the world who are doing such great work. But tonight, everybody was so complimentary, and thank you for the work that you do, and it's in the true spirit of Shakespeare,
and how they've all done our shows, the complete works and Long Lost Shakes, and hopefully Comedy of Hamlet,
a prequel. Yeah. We performed in 1992 at this is what number conference is this one?
I don't know. It's probably 33 or 4.
Yeah. So at the second ever Stock Conference, the Reduced Shakespeare Company performed the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, and it was in Houston. This is right before we went to London.
Right before I joined. So like 5 months before I joined.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
And the guy who ran the Shakespeare Company in Houston was Sydney Berger, and that's who this award is named for.
Yes. Because he and his widow, I think, donated the money to fund the award.
Yeah, and so it sort of feels like, wow, it's come full circle. I never would have thought in 1992 that all these years later they'd give us an award for artistic directorship.
I know, but that is an excellent point about how long the Reduced Shakespeare Company has been going. I mean, the very first performance of the Reduced Shakespeare Company was August 8th of 1981. It is now January 25. So that's 40, coming up on 44 years old. That's how old the Reduced Shakespeare Company is. You and I were 5. You were 5 when we began, but you joined the company in 1989. I joined the company in 92. So that's how long we've been running.
Yeah. So we performed at the second ever Shakespeare Theatre Association conference. Then in 2015, many, many years later, the conference came to San Francisco. And because for some reason they knew I lived nearby, they asked me to come and speak at a seminar or a colloquium or something.
Yeah.
Then in 2016, we were performing Long Lost at the Folger.
Yeah, we did the world premiere at the Folger Shakespeare Theater.
And we pitched to Chesapeake Shakespeare in Baltimore, would you like us to come and perform Long Lost at the conference?
Because they were hosting, because the conference moves every year, and in the January of 2017, Chesapeake Shakespeare Company in Baltimore was hosting.
Yeah, and Ian Gallinar said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were there in 2017. And then I think somebody came to you or you said we should join. I just never thought like one of these things is not like the other. And
yeah,
so
it didn't
I
feel
just
somehow
never,
like we qualified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we only produce scripts by ourselves.
Yeah.
And most of them aren't Shakespeare. But in 2017, on the heels of William Shakespeare's Long Lost First Play Abridged, which premiered at the Folger, we were coming out with pop-up Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
So we were now back in a sort of full-blown, unreduced Shakespearean vein. And at that point, it actually did feel a lot more pertinent that we belong to stop.
And then you've gone to several of the conferences since then.
Yeah, I went to the Cincinnati conference in 2018 and the Dallas conference in 2019, just before the pandemic. And then I think we both went to the virtual conference that they had in 21. And then in 22, No, in 21. In 20, we went to a virtual conference. And then in 21...
Was it Harrisburg?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah. And then I missed the one in Barbados. How cool would that have been?
I know.
And then Atlanta, and now in San Francisco.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was sorting through the files as the company Pack Rat, and I came across issues of Quarto, which is the Shakespeare Theatre Association newsletter, and I came across copies of this newsletter from 92, 93. Somehow we got on the mailing list, and so I reached out to Patrick Flick, who's the executive director of STAW, or Jim Volz, who handles Quarto, and said, hey, I've got these things. You want me to mail them to you or scan them? And they said, absolutely. So we sent those off, and they got a kick out of that. Now, next year... it's in Newfoundland, the STAW conference. So I don't. We'll see. Canada in January.
Whether we can get there, it's an hour. It's its own time zone.
Yes.
It's the far easternmost point of North America. It's an island in the North Atlantic, near where the Titanic went down. And we're going there in January.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hi, I'm Nicole Galland, author of the novels I, Iago and The Rise and Fall of Dodo, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This March of 2025, we'll return to the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts for the three-week Lort Theater premiere of The Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel. And then this April and May of 2025, we're bringing back an updated version of All the Great Books Abridged and performing it in Bristol, Tennessee, Harrisonburg, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, Elyria, Ohio, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Reed Martin, which we recorded last Saturday night after receiving the Sandra and Sidney Berger Award at the closing banquet of the Shakespeare Theatre Association Conference, hosted this year by the African American Shakespeare Company in San Francisco.
You mentioned Ian Gallinar at Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. He's the one that nominated us to win this award, and he Facebook messaged both of us. He said, hey guys, I just put your name forward to nominate for this Berger Award. You know, who knows what'll come of it, but you know, good luck. Here's to all of us. And you and I were at that point. This was like right just before Christmas, I
Sounds
think.
Sounds right.
Yeah, and we were going, we were both stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned and thrilled and flattered and really honored.
Yeah, I did just, I mean, I don't know how many people get nominated. Is it a foregone thing? I I was mostly just aghast. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
I know. Well, what we ended up saying in our acceptance speech was just giving thanks to so many of people who kept the Reduced Shakespeare Company going all these years, starting with your wife, Jane Martin, who kept us afloat during the pandemic.
Yeah, and Allie Bosted, our company tour manager, and handles all the office things. And we also thanked Jennifer King at Shakespeare Napa Valley, who for the last 15 years, whenever we've had a new show, has said, yep, I'll find you a place to come work that. So,
And a few people we forgot to thank, Grant Mudge at Shakespeare Notre Dame and Scott Jackson at Shakespeare Notre Dame. They had us there to further develop Long Lost Shakes. The Folger Theater said, yes, we'll produce the world premiere of it in 2016. That was kind of astonishing.
Southwest Shakespeare booked us to do the Christmas show, you know, in the Phoenix area.
In 2019,
I mean,
right?
You've directed Starling Shakespeare?
I directed Midsummer Night's Dream for Starling Shakespeare, and then Twelfth Night at Cincinnati Shakes.
Yeah, and I directed for the African American Shakespeare Company in San Francisco, who hosted this conference and did a marvelous job, and Shakespeare in Detroit, and Jennifer King let me direct Two Gentlemen of Verona at Shakespeare in Napa Valley. So
that's amazing.
You know, they've booked us to perform. They've produced our scripts themselves. They sell our pop-up book, you know, in their foyers. They've had us there to direct. And I don't know. Honestly, we're just grateful and stunned.
Yeah. That seems like a Spinal Tap reaction. You're stunned.
Stunned.
Stunned. Or is that the Ruddles? I'm not sure.
RSC goes to 11.
That was the other fun thing that we did as part of our acceptance speech, because we have been performing vaudeville Shakespeare long enough to know that nobody wants a speech, and we should just do a bit. And so we did our bit from the Comedy Show, which a lot of these folks haven't seen because it's in the complete history of comedy abridged. But it's our version of the Abbott and Costello. I mean, we've written many versions of Abbott and Costello's Who's on First in the past over the years, including one we did on the Reduced Shakespeare radio show. But you set us up by saying that
if those of you who haven't suffered through one of our, I mean, enjoyed one of our live performances, we've been likened to Shakespeare meets Abbott and Costello, and then you said...
Well, and then I launched to, what a glorious day it is here in the Elizabethan era, a perfect day to attend the theater, and with so many playhouses to choose from. The Rose, the Curtain, the Theater.
Ah, Friar Abbott!
Petruchio Costello!
Art thou bound for the theater?
Aye, verily, I am bound for the Rose.
So thou art not bound for the theater?
Aye, your grace, 'tis the Rose for which I'm bound.
Good sir, I remain confused. Thou sayest thou art not bound for the theater.
Your grace, you remain witless and deaf. The theater is my destination. I am bound for the Rose.
But not the theater?
Aye, the theater, thou shit-headed Shakespearean, addle-pated clotpoll. What strange malady possesseth thee? I am going to the Rose Theater. What?
Now I perceive we might have been at cross purposes. I ask if you are going to the theater, Burbage's specifically named playhouse.
I mistook you, sir. I thought thou maintained some foul malevolence towards the Rose.
Oh, no, sir. The Rose, by any other name. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I needs must be off, good friar, or I shall miss the curtain.
My lord, the curtain is that way.
Why do you tell me this?
I don't know. Third base.
Thank you very much. And that was enormous fun to do. And we also buttoned it by both of us saying, may the bard be with you,
Yes. Which
is a quote from the complete works that I say in the complete works of William Shakespeare in the film version, available on YouTube for free. Go ahead, watch it to your heart's content. We don't get a penny from it. But I'm also... Tonight, for this award ceremony, I'm wearing the same jacket that I wear at the beginning of the complete works of William Shakespeare.
That we shot in 2000?
That we thought shot in 2000.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's a green tweed coat that we stuck some leather elbow patches on.
Boom.
I look very professorial. I'm still sporting my Scroogey mutton chops.
And I am not.
Yeah, no, you're not. On your back, you are.
Oh, that's true.
But yes, and it's also... It's touching for, I think, both of us to be given this award here in San Francisco, because we are both Bay Area boys. You were born in Sonoma. You were born in Europe.
Yeah, but raised in Sonoma.
Raised in Sonoma. I was born in San Francisco. I'm a fifth-generation San Franciscan. I cut my...
Jess and Adam and Daniel started the Reduced Shakespeare Company in Novato in Marin County, just north of here.
That's right. The origins of the company are from the Bay Area. And the jacket that I wore 23-4 years ago in the Complete Works of William Shakespeare is also the tweed coat that my father wore in his first and only year at Hastings Law School in the mid-50s. So about 70. I'm wearing a 70-year-old tweed sport coat.
I'm wearing a cardboard belt.
So it's very moving and special to have been given this award at this occasion in this city.
And whenever if any of you bump into us in the real world, instead of saying, hey, Austin, hey, Reed, you need to say, hey, Sydney Burger Award winner Austin, or Sydney Burger Award winner Reed, and we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing that. And thank you very much for listening. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. To find out more about the Shakespeare Theater Association, go to stahome.org, then send us your Shakespeare legacy via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespearience.com. Thanks, as always, to Cheeseburger Award winner Matthew Croak,
Web services by Ginger Power Limited. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Rowan Chandler. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Nicole Galland, whose new novel, Boy, is a fun and page-turning story of romance, court intrigue, and gender fluidity in Shakespeare's London. Nicole Galland's Boy comes out next month and is available for pre-order now. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 945 2835 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and now I'll leave you with one of our other variations on Abbott and Costello's Who's On First. From the Reduced Shakespeare Radio Show, here is Who's On Twelfth Night.
My favorite comedy is the one with the shipwreck.
That's Twelfth Night.
No. Twelfth Night is the one with the twins.
No, read Comedy of Errors has the twins.
No, well, it has two sets of twins, actually.
Well, Comedy of Errors has two sets of twins, but in Twelfth Night, there's one set of twins, a shipwreck, and a woman disguised as a man.
Wait. I thought As You Like It had a woman disguised
as
a man.
Yeah, it does.
But he said that Twelfth Night was the one with a woman disguised as a man.
Oh, well, it does, too. But Twelfth Night is set in Illyria and has twins and a shipwreck. And As You Like It has a duke's evil usurping brother and is set in a forest.
Yeah, but Measure for Measure is about an evil usurping brother. Merchant of Venice has a woman disguised as a man. And Midsummer Night's Dream is set in a forest.
Oh, yeah, but Midsummer Night's Dream is the one that's got magic spells in it, right?
The Tempest is the one with magic spells, and that's the one I was talking about.
What one?
The one with the shipwreck.
Oh, but what about All's Well That Ends Well and A Winter's Tale?
Well, All's Well's the one where a guy sleeps with a woman by mistake. And in Winter's Tale, the king's wife isn't really dead. She's just been pretending to be a statue for 14 years.
That's right.
You see, this is what I've always said, man. The problem with Shakespeare's comedies is that they're just like 70s rock bands, man. They're all the same.
70s rock bands?
Exactly.
I hate 70s rock bands.
Well, so go stand in a corner then.
Why?
Read.
I'm going.
Good.
So, Austin, who's your favorite band from the 70s?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
Really?
Sure. Well, they had the best keyboard player of all time.
No, they didn't. They never even had a keyboard player.
What?
They never had a keyboard player.
Who never had a keyboard player?
Yes.
Who?
Yes, not even after they lost what's-his-name, the drummer.
The what?
No, the who, the drummer. What was his name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Moon.
What?
Moon.
All right, fine.
What are you doing?
You said Moon.
No, Moon the drummer.
Well, Reed's not a drummer, he's an accordion player.
Hey, leave me out of this.
Pull up your pants, man.
Fine, all right, all right.
All right, forget about that. Guess who's my favorite band from the 70s?
I have no idea.
No, guess who's my favorite band from the 70s?
I told you, I have no idea.
Listen to me, Austin. Guess who's my favorite band
from the 70s? I don't know, I can't
guess. I'm telling you, guess who's my favorite band from the 70s?
And I'm telling you, I don't know the band!
Oh, they're good, too.
Who?
The band.
The who?
No, not the who, the band.
What band?
The band!
All right, I'll guess. The band was America.
No, Canadian, except for the drummer.
Don't start with me again about the drummers.
The band was Canadian, they backed up Dylan.
A Canadian band backed up a Welsh poet?
No, I thought you were an expert on music.
Well, I am. I mean, I don't know every single obscure band that played for literary figures. No, but I am an expert.
Oh, you mean X being an unknown quantity and spurt being a drip under pressure?
Well, exactly. Wait a second. Well, forget about that. What about you? Have you ever been to a rock concert?
Of course I have.
Where? Who'd you see?
Boston.
Where?
Chicago.
What?
Chicago.
You just said Boston.
No, that's right, Boston.
Well, what about Chicago?
Well, I love Chicago, but then I was only 17.
Well, really? Well, where'd you see him? Oh, I know. Boston, Chicago. Yeah.
Now listen closely, Austin. It's very simple. The Who's my favorite band, the band backed Dylan, and Chicago wrote 25 or 6 to 4.
Well, which one was it?
What?
25 or 6 to 4?
That's what Chicago wrote.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
That's what I'm telling you.
25 or 6 to 4?
That's right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
But I also like some of the new bands. You too?
Yeah, of course. I like some of the new bands.
You too?
I just said I did.
You too.
What is the matter with you?
The band's name is U2.
Well, now you tell me. And they're Canadian, right?
No, they're Irish, and their lead singer is Bono.
Well, why didn't you say so? Of course, I know who Bono is.
Good, finally.
I don't like him.
Why not?
Well, I think he should have stayed married to Cher.
Oh, well, Cher's okay, but I like K.D. Lang better.
K.D. Lang?
Precisely.
Well, now you're talking about women disguised as men.
Isn't that Twelfth Night?
I don't know.
Third base.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.